kids, welcome back to another episode of Ooh Baby Bible Stories with Z and C. We are very excited to be with you guys on this Monday afternoon. I know it's been a while since we've been with you guys, but now we're here and that's all that counts. I am Z, as I said, and I am with C.
What's up, people? Yeah. We are back. I missed you very much.
Reals.
You know, we had to come all the way from Genesis, you know, and come now, you know, and we're still here. You know what I mean? So yeah, we back. I'm just happy to be back. I'm just speaking and saying anything because I'm just
so excited.
Excited.
Yes. And if you are new to the show, I'd like to welcome you. And if you are a regular, welcome back to the show. I know you guys have missed us just as we miss you guys. So let's just jump straight into it. As you can tell by the title, today's show, we're going to be speaking about Moses. Now, have you guys ever heard about the Ten Commandments? I'm sure you have. But what is the Ten Commandments? The Ten Commandments are God's 10 laws that he gave Moses for his people to follow. And today we are going to be sharing Moses' story, and it's going to be leading up to how he got the 10 commandments. The Hebrews who reached Egypt with Joseph enjoyed freedom and prosperity. But with the emergence of a new dynasty, they were subjected to the cruel slavery and torture. There were many Hebrew slaves in Egypt, and Pharaoh was afraid that they would rebel against him.
These Hebrews, these children of Israel, I don't like them.
Yes, your majesty, they are terrible people. They are not like us.
There are too many of them. They could start their own army. They could one day rebel against us.
Yes, my lord, they could.
I have overloaded them with work, so they will drop and die. Doubling their taxes, everything. We can't allow them to grow in numbers anymore.
Yes, my lord, we should not allow their population to grow.
I must break their will this time. Break their hearts and bring them down.
Yes, we must bring them down.
Summon the guards, come out and take every Hebrew baby and throw them into the Nile.
The babies, your majesty.
Yes, the babies. These Hebrews must fear me. They should understand that I am God. Now, go and inform this to the commander and others.
Yes, your majesty.
There were cries everywhere, and it was now time. God was about to intervene and help the sons of Israel. One mother was not willing to let her son die, so she decided to put her son in a basket and put the basket in the river.
This is the only way that you will survive, my son. May God guide you and be with you.
The basket floated for many hours and finally stopped near Pharaoh's palace, and the basket was spotted by Pharaoh's daughter.
What is that? Maid, bring me that basket.
Here you go, princess.
Huh? A baby?
It's a Hebrew child, princess. You must throw him back into the river.
What? Kill this innocent baby?
No, I will not let this child get killed. I will bring him up as my own son, and he will be a prince over all men. And because he was drawn from the water, his name will be Moses. You are destined for great things, Moses. I feel it in my heart, my son.
Moses grew up in the palace like a prince, and Moses, along Pharaoh's son, Ramesses, learned scriptures together. Moses learned how to even fight like a prince. And on his 21st birthday, Pharaoh invited Moses to his palace to celebrate.
Congratulations, son. Here is your gift. From now on, you will be in charge of all the Hebrew slaves. Are you happy?
Yes, thank you. I am so grateful, Master.
One day, Moses saw one of the gods pushing a Hebrew slave around and commanded him to stop, but this god didn't. And this resulted into a fight, and Moses ended up killing the god.
Oh no! What have I done?
Moses?
Who are you? Why do you look like me?
I am Aaron, son of your nurse.
So?
She's not your nurse, Moses. She's your mother.
What? But how? I am the prince of Egypt.
Don't you remember your sister Miriam and the basket mother gave you?
I remember the basket, but Miriam is my sister. I've dreamt of it, but never believed they were real.
They are real, and I am your brother. But you must flee, Moses. If they find you, they will kill you. Get on the donkey and leave.
Moses walked for many days in the desert without food and water. He wandered aimlessly. Moses fled from Egypt and got married to Zipporah. He settled in the land of Midian, and he looked after sheep and had two sons with Zipporah. He was very happy and content with his life. Story for today. I hope you guys enjoyed the song and also the quiz that we're about to do with C.
What's up? What's up? We are back. And since we are back, we are here to test the brains, to test the ears. And okay, not eyes. Sorry. We can't do the eyes yet, but let us see who is gonna take this one today. So, the first question is, was Moses an Egyptian? Tricky one. And the answer is... Are you ready? No, he was not. I know someone thought I was going to say yes. I almost said yes because I thought I was going to say yes. Okay. Question number two. Who was Moses' mother? And the answer is the nurse. Question number three. What was the name of Moses' wife? And the answer is Zipporah. And the last question. How many sons did Moses have? And the answer is 2. I hope y'all enjoyed that and I hope y'all got all of that right. Because you know why y'all got it right? Because y'all are good listeners. And once again, we are out, but this time around, we shall not go forever because we are here to stay. So we shall see all kids next week, Monday. Thank you very much for tuning in with Miss C and my lady over there, Z. We're going to see you on Ooh Baby Bible Stories. Bye.